Newcastle Hunters 2NURFM 103.7. Amanda McCreed for your Tuesday. It's May 27 and today marks the start of National Reconciliation Week. And on the line to tell us all about it is Lauren Collier, University of Newcastle Interim Pro Vice Chancellor of Indigenous Strategy and Leadership and Head of the Wallatooka Institute. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Great to have you. Can you explain what National Reconciliation Week represents and why it's important for all Australians?
Yeah. So, look, this week's really important for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community, but, you know, more so for our whole nation to really stop and acknowledge our shared history and the role that we all have to play in reconciliation. I think it's something that, you know, we as Aboriginal people, this is part of our lives. It's something that we, you know, think about all the time. But for the rest of us, it's a really important week to stop and acknowledge and think about that.
Well, this year's theme is Bridging Now to Next. What does that mean?
Yeah, so when we're thinking about reconciliation, I mean, we're thinking about things, obviously, that have happened historically, and those things that have absolutely impacted our lives now, but then also thinking about the future. So, you know, what is it that we want our country and our communities to look like as we go into the future, and what actions can we take now to start heading down that right pathway for, you know, a better and a fairer life for all of us in this country?
Well, the University of Newcastle is hosting its annual Reconciliation Ball this Friday. Can you tell us more about that event and why it's such a meaningful tradition?
Yeah, so we've been hosting a Reconciliation Ball or event for many years here at the University of Newcastle. And look, we do, you know, we like to celebrate, I guess, the resilience and the strength of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and communities in the reconciliation space. So it's really an opportunity for us to celebrate that, but then for a lot of our allies and non-Aboriginal friends and community members come along and just connect and really share in that spirit of reconciliation on the night.
So if anyone wants to go, where can they get tickets, or is it just for, it's just for students?
Well, you know what, I'd love to tell you that there were tickets left, but it's sold out, unfortunately. It's a very popular event on the calendar here. So we do have, it's look, staff and students from the university, but lots of our, you know, lots of our partners from across the region, lots of community members. So, yep, sold out event. It'll be a great night.
Have to try next year.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, we often hear the term bridging the gap. What are some of the key areas where the gap still exists and what progress have you seen?
So we often talk about closing the gap for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and we do, you know, live in this amazing country where there are so many opportunities and, you know, so much wealth. But unfortunately, we don't see that, you know, all people in all communities actually have the same access to that. So we, you know, there's still issues with access to healthcare, with, you know, access to fresh drinking water, you know, our in terms of disease and health, absolutely there's big gaps there. Even in education attainment and employment, which is something that the University of Newcastle and the Wallatooka Institute, you know, that's the core of what we do, is trying to, you know, create equity for Aboriginal people in the education space. And, you know, I think a lot of those gaps are absolutely connected to the injustices and inequities that have occurred historically. And they're not, you know, things that are hundreds of years ago. You know, my own mum was not a citizen of this country when she was born. So it's not that long ago that these inequities, you know, started. So I think it's really understanding the role that that history has played and then, you know, working towards how we close those gaps. How do we make sure that this amazing country and everyone here has the same opportunities and the same life outcomes?
So it's just a matter of working with the government?
In some ways, yes. I think absolutely government has a role, but it's also, you know, grassroots organisations and, you know, it's such a vast country with so many different communities that it's really people on the ground in those communities that know what's going to work best in those different locations. So I think it's working together with government, but identifying those, you know, the expertise of people in their own communities.
Great. Well, Lauren Collier, thank you so much for chatting to us today about National Reconciliation Week. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you. You too. This is your station 2NURFM 103.7.